We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
What up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's BJ Kissel, and welcome to a special episode of the KCSN Draft Show. We've got Brett Veach's presser audio from today talking about the 2024 NFL Draft and also talking about the fact that the breaking news that Ian Rappaport from NFL Network had reported earlier today, and that the greatest tight end in NFL history, Travis Kelce, has signed a 2-year extension to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you've been on social media, you've seen Patrick Mahomes has gone to Twitter or X to express his excitement on getting his guy back, saying that he told us that he wasn't going to let him leave. So we've got Brett Veach talking about the 2024 NFL draft, and we've got him talking about Travis Kelce being extended and a bunch of other things, as well as he talked to, again, the local media earlier today. And quick note, if you haven't had a chance to go back and catch the podcast from our guys, from Maddie Lane, Kent Swanson, and Craig Stout, breaking down the Chiefs 2024 NFL draft, you know how excited they are if you've seen any of the coverage or followed any of it. But we've got some really cool content that we're going to be putting out this week, both on our YouTube channel with highlights of these guys that have been both drafted and some of the UDFAs. You check out the Carson Steele highlights, the running back out of UCLA. They are a lot of fun. And we've got plenty more, almost a dozen highlight reels coming to the YouTube channel, and 3 exclusive interviews that we did at the East-West Shrine Bowl back in January with players who have ultimately become Kansas City Chiefs, including their 5th-round pick, Hunter Norzad, out of Penn State. Maddie Lane and Craig Stout had a chance to talk with him. So make sure you check out that interview as well, and we'll have a few more throughout this entire week. But right now, it's Brett Veach talking about the 2024 Chiefs draft class and extending Travis Kelce, the greatest tight end to ever live.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys for hopping on the Zoom. First, want to start off by congratulating Travis Kelce on his contract adjustment. Just signed it here a few minutes ago. Hard to put into words what Travis means to this organization, this city, and was certainly a priority to adjust his contract for us. And it was something that was important for Clark. So very fitting that Travis is now the highest paid tight end in these 2 years. I want to thank his agents, Michael and Greg, for all their hard work. Appreciate Jack Walloff on our side for all their hard work. So again, just a really special day and moment for this organization to once again recognize arguably one of the greatest tight ends to ever do it. Additionally, we have certainly a lot of draft stuff to talk about, and really proud of the work that my staff did this weekend in conjunction with our coaching staff to bring 7 new additions to this organization, and got some verbals on some free agents we're really excited about, and those won't be official till Friday. So certainly lots to talk about, and with that, I'll take your questions.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher.
Hey, Brett. Wanted to ask about Travis's extension. You've got some other guys who are coming due, as you know, next year. So I just wanted to ask you, what went into the decision to extend his contract now? And Sid, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, well, you know, we do have some younger guys coming up, and like always, once the draft settles down, we'll have a chance to address all those players and work through that. Travis is an outlier here. I mean, I think we all know that when you talk about, you know, Travis and his career and his legacy here. This is something we just wanted to knock right out of the park early on. And then, like you mentioned, Adam, just shift our focus to the young guys coming up. And we'll have a long runway now until the preseason starts. I know the OTAs have started now, but we'll have a little runway here until we get to St. Joe's. And we'll spend our time working. I'll work with Chris and Jack on our side and work with these guys and their agents.
Okay. And how long do you see Travis playing for the Chiefs? And not just playing, but being the player he's been and everything else he's been for the organization. How long do you see that continuing?
Well, I mean, every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers, and certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase two, and guys were out there running around, and Travis was the first guy in line, and I mean, he looked like he was 28 years old, and again, I mean, the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen, and it happens with just you know, unicorns in the profession, and Travis is one of those. And we'll certainly celebrate this with him, and hopefully we can ride this thing even longer. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I've shown no signs of slowing down. And everyone, you know, notices the kind of postseason he had, and he just found that extra gear. And you know, these special players are always able to find, you know, that extra gear. And again, I mean, if anybody could do it, Travis can.
We'll go next to Jesse Newell. Jesse.
Hey, Brett, now that the draft is over, I just wondered what needs, if any, you feel like you still need to address in free agency?
Well, I mean, look, we accomplished a lot between the free agency period and the draft, and now I think we'll have a chance to really evaluate these young guys and evaluate these, you know, new players we brought in on our 90-man signings and right after the season, and, you know, the undrafted free agent guys we got. So we'll have a chance to evaluate this team. I think we spoke about this over the weekend. I don't think you're ever satisfied with what you have as a roster, and there's always ways to improve. And I think the important thing is just to make sure that we have competition and battles at every position group coming into going into St. Joe. So, you know, now we get to spend the next few weeks watching these guys and seeing how they move out there. And it's a good gauge to predict how these competitions will go. And I think once we get through the next few phases of these OTAs, we'll huddle up as a staff, both personnel and coaching, and see if, you know, we have enough competition at all these positions, and you know, if we need to go in a different direction before training camp, we will. But I think now we're excited with where the roster is, and look forward to the final OTA periods.
We'll go next to Nate Taylor.
Hey, Brett. I know we haven't talked to you about the day three picks just yet, but what intrigued you most about Jaden Hicks and getting him in the fourth round?
Yeah, he's one of the, you know, every now and then, especially like where we pick in the draft, the tight ends, it just seems to be like the last few years harder to find tight ends in the draft than it had been in the past. And I think you do get a chance, depending on where you pick, maybe to select a receiving tight end or a blocking tight end. But these combo tight ends are hard to find. And I think the thing that intrigued us about Wiley was the fact that, I mean, he's a big kid, corner quarterback, athletic, can run, but a guy that could certainly hold up in line and will get better as a blocker, but, you know, can block, will block, and then, you know, that receiving skill set he has. I think it's just, you know, unique to add a true combo tight end on this roster. So I'm certainly excited about, you know, that prospect there. And, you know, we had guys in the past like Blake Bell and some other guys down the line. But I just think, you know, Travis is the best at what he does, and Noah Graves has done some really outstanding things for us the last few years. Noah plays a ton of reps on special teams, and having another bigger body to kind of be interchangeable with those two players was really important for us.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo.
Ren, I'd like to ask you about a couple guys if I can. First up, Kingsley. Where did you guys have him on your board? I know a lot of people thought he might be a late first rounder. Which side will he play on? And I want to ask you about another guy too.
Yeah, I mean, we had him up there obviously really high and have to be prepared for all type of scenarios. And depending on how the draft unfolded, and again, you never know. I think we had a pretty good indication of just with the number of quarterbacks this year and the number of other offensive linemen that there'd be a chance a player like Xavier may slide to where we pick. But he was certainly in one of those top 25 to 40 considerations, and he was potentially consideration of 32. He's potentially consideration had we traded down. So to have the draft unfold like it did and be able to select him at 63, feel very fortunate and lucky. And as far as position, I mean, he's played both right and left tackle, and I think we'll plans are to throw him right there at left tackle, let him compete and battle with Wanye, and we'll see where it goes. And mentioned before the draft that certainly like some of the things we saw out of Wanye last year, and it was our job to bring in competition. And I think those guys will be excited to compete with one another and look forward to that battle at training camp. But also know that Kingsley has played on the right side too. So I think that there's a lot of versatility and value there.
I want to ask you about the kid from Penn State, interior center, possibly guard. Creed had a few snap issues last year here and there. Is this bringing someone in to push him? What position do you see Hunter playing at?
Well, really, I mean, when you lose a guy like Nick Allegretti, I mean, those guys are hard to replace, and you know, like some of the things Mike Caliendo did last year. But when you have a guy that, these are long seasons, and these are week in and week out. There's a physical toll that these players have to undertake. So it's one of those things where it was always comforting knowing you had a guy and a player like Nick Allegretti, who if needed or pressed into service like he was last year in the playoffs, can come in and can play center, can play guard, and get you out of the game there. And you know, when you look at Hunter and his career, I mean, the kid started out playing tackle, and then he transferred to Penn State, played guard, played center. So extremely smart kid. I think he had a mechanical engineering degree. But one of those guys that, you know, we feel has a tremendous amount of upside, but also almost seeing like that Nick Allegretti role where I think he can come in and, you know, certainly we'll compete like the rest of the guys do. But I think we have a, high amount of confidence in him, knowing his background, knowing how smart he is, that he can come in and play quality reps and provide, you know, quality starts if needed.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick.
Thanks, Sydney. And I got two questions, if you don't mind. First one, Brett, you talked a little bit there, the details about Kingsley and Hunter, but kind of big picture-wise, addressing offensive line with three different draft picks, was that the priority coming in? Was that where that was just a good opportunity? And how do you kind of feel like that position's come together now?
Well, we lost a few guys in the offseason. So, I mean, Donovan Smith was a free agent. We lost Allegretti. And just depth-wise, I mean, it's one of those things. I think every GM would say the same. You know, when you go to training camp, you're always looking at your backup line and you're looking to make sure that you have 8, 9, 10 that you feel really good about. And so, certainly, again, mentioning Wanyi and his development last year, I mean, there's five guys, and Caliendo played a little six. And, you know, we still have Lucas, who has every year come back better with that injury. So, but again, I mean, there's been many years where we carry 10 offensive linemen. I think the last couple of years it may have been 9, but always want to shoot for that number there. And I thought, just looking at our roster, not only were we wanting to provide competition at that left tackle position, swing back tackle position, but we also needed some more depth in the interior offensive line and players that had experience both at center and guard. So again, you can't have enough of those, and every team carries around 10. I think for the most part of my GM tenure, I believe we were close to 10, and some years I think we even had 11 when we had guys that weren't counting against the 53. I think we snuck in 11 one year, but we're always trying to look for 10 linemen. Some years it's 9, but just wanted to make sure that we had enough competition there to compete for those 8, 9, 10, 11 spots.
And I know Adam kind of asked you about, specific needs that you might still have left, but going into the draft, you'd mentioned wide receiver and tackle obviously being two of the big ones. Are those positions where you'd still look to be bringing back some of the guys that you have that are outstanding free agents, like a Donovan Smith and McCole Hardman?
I think, we'll use this OTA period to kind of assess that. I think we feel good right now. I mean, look, a lot of these guys were playing college football last year. So I think how they do up here in the meetings and how they do with just kind of absorbing the information and can they translate out there on the field is a big deal. Now, listen, we don't have pads on, so some of it, may tail into St. Joe's into training camp. But I think for right now, I think we're going to let these young guys go out there and see what they can do and how much they can absorb. And if we feel good about it, I mean, this will be kind of where we go from St. Joe's, and then we'll be able to adapt and adjust if needed. But I don't think anything would be imminent.
Brett's got a couple minutes left, so let's go Nick first. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Brett, of the 7 guys that you drafted, is there a unique trait about each one of them that made you select them over maybe other guys on your board?
Well, many of them are captains of their team, but I would just say the intelligence. I think, I'm always looking for athletic players. Versatility and intelligence, right after athleticism is always a priority for us. And I think all these guys, really from Xavier down to CJ, I mean, these are guys that are really smart and can adapt and adjust, we feel, to the pro game very quickly. So, again, height, weight, speed, and athletic ability will be number one, but close second will be versatility and intelligence. And we feel like all these guys kind of fit that bill.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney.
Brett, I know you guys are familiar with Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde and what they bring to the table, but beyond them, with Prince and P. Ryan and now Bailey and Steele in that mix, just evaluating that position, how do you feel after adding those undrafted free agents as far as the depth there?
Yeah, and Keontae Ingram was a guy we liked too. We got him late last year, and it's hard when guys come in the middle of the season. We added him to our practice squad late, but I think we were a fan of his when he was at USC. So, I think that's going to be one of those positions that will be just like the left tackle starting position, just like the tail end positions at corner. I think that running back position will be a battle, and it usually comes down to special teams and pass protector as a number three here. So I think all these guys have traits we like, and now it's just a matter of a couple of those guys just putting together a solid training camp, and that's from the mental side of things and from the special team side of things. So I do think, though, we have some guys that all have ability, and now it's just a matter of those guys going out there and earning position. But from a talent perspective, I think as you mentioned, Pete, with Bailey and Seal we brought in,
And then last year, you know, Prince and Kante Ingram, I think, you know, all those guys have talent and ability to you know, play in this league. Now it's just a matter of who can put together a solid training camp and earn the position.
Last two. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Brett, you've talked in some detail about a lot of your draft picks, but I wanted to ask you about Hicks, Haddon, and Hansen, what you liked about those three guys and how you see them fitting in as well.
Well, Hicks, just the value was too great there. You know, this is where you just want to stay true to your board and take the best player available. And, you know, he's one of those players that, I mean, you know, you look left or right in your board and you have, again, needs at receiver and O-line, D-line, and corner. And then all of a sudden you get to your pick and you have a player that is at the safety position. And we have some really good safeties here on this team. But just from a talent perspective and just long-term planning perspective, I mean, it was just too good of a player to pass up. I mean, he's a guy that, I mean, you can do a lot of different things with. I mean, he's a big kid. He has good range. He's physical. He can play down high. I mean, he can play down low in the box and, you know, he can play in the back end. And another really smart, intense player. And you know, with the special teams roles, you know, imagining him on special teams, I'm sure Tobe is going to have a blast with him. So it was just one of those situations where when we got to our pick, we just want to stay true to our board and take the best player available. And he was by far the best player available. And then, you know, Haddon was a guy that, you know, we kind of target there. Day three, tough, physical kid. Think he has a good press skill set and just like the way he plays. And, you know, again, the one thing that we prioritize in that defensive backfield is not just size, but, you know, physicality. And think he'll certainly bring that. And then Hansen, he was a kid that really heard a lot of things about him during the fall. And I think he showed up at the East-West game there and kind of took us by surprise. Super athletic kid. I think that he has, you know, high ceiling and one of those guys that Coach Heck was excited to work with there and, you know, was surprised that he was still there in the seventh. Usually those guys that have success at smaller levels but go to an All-Star game and excel and show out, usually those guys get nabbed up there in the fifth or sixth round. So when we were sitting there in the seventh round, we did have some other needs, but again, like Hicks was just a player and at a position that those guys are hard to find. They're hard to bring in as free agents. There's usually bidding wars and every team is after him. So just think he's another guy like Hunter that has guard center flexibility, played tackles, you know, at Holy Cross there, but again, showed up and played well at guard at the East-West game, but also think he has center flexibility too. So Coach Heck will do a great job with both Hunter and Hansen in regards to giving both those guys reps at guard and center. So, again, the more versatility you have, the more important you become. But I think both those guys can handle. And mentally, both those guys are extremely smart. So don't think that will be an issue for either of those players.
Thanks, Brett. That's it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.